风里爱 could really fly. I fly to Paris just once before I die. If only I could reach for the sky, I'd hang you a moonbeam with a star inside. I stay down here, wrapped up in fear. You can start dreaming and seeing it clear. Climb the north side, take life for a ride. Tomorrow, forever, today has arrived. Joe?
Yes, Mabel?
Are we rich yet?
Last week, Joe and Mabel went to a romantic little restaurant because their featured guest, Joe Vitale, caught fire, and Mabel couldn't reach him. This week we have good news. Mabel just got word that Joe Vitale, the spiritual marketing whiz, has made a miraculous recovery, and she is conversing with him now. And so, our story continues.
Joe?
Yes, Mabel?
Some guy named Joe says it's vital we add some fire to our sales letters.
Joe? Vital fire?
Yes, Joe. He says we need to tell our story better.
What's that got to do with setting our sales letters on fire, Mabel?
Oh, Joe, don't be silly. He wasn't talking about setting fire to our sales letters. He said we needed to add some fire or passion to them.
I'm all for passion, Mabel. But first I have a question.
What, Joe?
You offer the pixies again.
Gurus, Joe. Not pixies. They're gurus.
Whatever, Mabel. Who do you think you've conjured up this time?
He says his name is Joe and something that it's vital that we get our act together.
Wait a minute. You wouldn't be talking about Joe Vitale, the magician, would you?
Hang on, Joe. I'll check.
Hang on to what? You're off with the pixies and I have no idea what you're talking about. What is it I'm supposed to hang on to?
It is Joe Vitale. He's an internet marketing guru, not a magician. Let me talk to him. I'll get back to you in a few minutes.
You get back to me? You haven't gone anywhere, Mabel.
Shh, Joe, he's talking to me.
Mabel, your Joe sounds like a real smuck.
Yeah, he can be at times, but he thinks you're a magician, and I told him that you are an internet guru.
I am, Mabel. However, I am also an accomplished magician.
Is that why you are so successful on the web? Seems to me you could conjure up sales anytime you want with those kind of skills.
It doesn't work quite like that, Mabel. However, I do use my skills to conjure up positive images and stories for my readers.
Can you teach me how to do that right now, today?
I sure can, Mabel, but I need to hypnotize you first if you want to learn the technique fast.
Hold the phone. We've only just met. I'm not sure I want a perfect stranger meandering around my head.
Well, I'm not perfect, Mabel. Are you?
I don't think so.
I'm Joe Vitale. Who are you again?
I'm Mabel.
You know my name. I know your name. And we've just established that neither of us is perfect. So we aren't strangers anymore.
I guess it's all right then.
Okay, Mabel, sit down. Take your shoes off and relax. Listen only to the sound of my voice.
Have you finished talking to yourself yet, Mabel?
Shh, Joe Vitale says I'm to listen only to the sound of his voice.
What?
He wants to hypnotize me and show me how to conjure up images and stories that will help us get to Paris.
Huh? Hypnotize you? Conjure stories? Paris? Houston calling Mabel. Houston calling Mabel. You've taken off, but the rocket's still on the ground.
Joe, I'm listening to his voice.
I don't know about you, listeners. This is getting weirder by the minute. Tell you what, Mabel. Get him to show you how to conjure up $5,000 in the next 7 days, and I'll seriously consider listening to the gurus myself.
Make it $10,000. Let's get back to the hypnosis. Mabel, you are feeling completely relaxed. Let yourself drift. You hear only the sound of my voice.
I hear only your voice.
I don't think you've heard a word I've said.
Picture yourself on a cruise ship in the South Pacific. You are relaxing in a deck chair with the warm rays of the sunshine gently caressing your body.
I can feel the sunshine.
You can feel the sunshine? What sunshine? It's 10 o'clock at night.
Now think of the steps you took so your business would run on autopilot.
Business running on autopilot.
It is. Where's the pilot?
Now, Mabel, remember what you did that led you to that place.
I remember.
What do you remember, Mabel?
I went to the showcase and read one of your books.
Excellent, Mabel. You did it. Now, I am going to count backwards from 5, and when I click my fingers, you'll wake up.
Yes, count backwards.
Count backwards? I've heard of Count Dracula, but not count backwards. He sounds like a drongo.
5, 4, you're waking up. 3, 2, you're almost there. 1, all right, you're wide awake now, Mabel. Look around, open your eyes.
Wow, that was amazing.
What was amazing? You were with a pilot on the deck of a cruise ship, feeling the sunshine at 10 o'clock at night, and you were convorting with Count Backwards. Amazing is not the word I'd use. Bizarre, weird, loopy, loony, nuts would be closer to the mark.
Joe, listen, it was amazing. Joe Vitale hypnotized me, and I saw our business running on autopilot. It was making money even while we slept.
I have to admit, it's a real nice dream, but how did we get there?
I saw that too, Joe. I went to the showcase and downloaded Joe Vitale's book.
Now you're talking.
So now I have to read a book? I don't got enough to do already?
Trust me, Joe. It will make things a lot easier for you. And the best part is, I know it works. I saw the end result.
Okay, Mabel. You win. I'll go read the book. I've had enough weird stuff for this week.
You won't be sorry, Joe. It will be time well spent.
It better be. I've already wasted enough time listening to you waffle on.
Joe, go wrestle an alligator.
It's a crocodile, Mabel. Croc-o-dile. Keep this up and I'll introduce you to one. Wish I could hear what she hears. I'm starting to feel a bit left out.
All you had to do was ask, Joe.
What? Who's this?
It's Joe Vitale.
How did you do that?
Magic, Joe. Magic.
Did our Joe really hear Joe Vitale, the internet guru? Is he now able to hear other gurus? Did Joe Vitale really hypnotize Mabel?
You bet I did. And I can hypnotize you, too, for a small fee.
I'll take you up on that. What magic will Joe and Mabel weave now? Tune in next week to find out.
If only I could really fly, I'd fly to Paris just once before I die.
Joe?
Yes, Mabel?
Are we rich yet?
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Joe.
Yes, Mabel?
I think you forgot something.
Like what?
You didn't tell people where to go.
You can't do that, Mabel.
Can't do what, Joe?
Tell people where to go.
Joe, I meant we didn't tell people what website to go to where they can earn lots of money and put their advertising up for free.
That sounds great, Mabel. Where's that?
FreeAdDepot.com, Joe. They should go to FreeAdDepot.com.
Okay. Suppose that's as good a place as any to go. Sure beats going to the other place.
What other place, Joe?
Skip it, Mabel. That one went over your head.
Yeah, Joe. Go wrestle an alligator.
It's a crocodile, Mabel. We wrestle crocodiles. Don't you ever watch our movies? Head over to Free Ad Depot and sign up free right now, folks. Otherwise, Mabel's just going to go on about this forever.
If only I could really fly, I'd fly to Paris just once before I die. If only I could reach for the sky, I'd hang you a moonbeam with a star inside. Why stay down here, wrapped up in fear? You can start dreaming and seeing it clear. Time the north side, take life for a ride. Tomorrow, forever. Today has arrived.
Joe?
Yes, Mabel?
Are we rich yet?
Last week, Joe and Mabel went to a romantic little restaurant because their featured guest, Joe Vitale, caught fire. and Mabel couldn't reach him. This week we have good news. Mabel just got word that Joe Vitale, the spiritual marketing whiz, has made a miraculous recovery and she is conversing with him now. And so, our story continues.
Joe?
Yes, Mabel?
Some guy named Joe says it's vital we add some fire to our sales letters.
Joe? Vital fire?
Yes, Joe. He says we need to tell our story better.
What's that got to do with setting our sales letters on fire, Mabel?
Oh, Joe, don't be silly. He wasn't talking about setting fire to our sales letters. He said we needed to add some fire or passion to them.
I'm all for passion, Mabel. But first I have a question.
What, Joe?
You offer the pixies again?
Gurus, Joe. Not pixies. They're gurus.
Whatever, Mabel. Who do you think you've conjured up this time?
He says his name is Joe and something that it's vital that we get our act together.
Wait a minute. You wouldn't be talking about Joe Vitale, the magician, would you?
Hang on, Joe. I'll check.
Hang on to what? You're off with the pixies, and I have no idea what you're talking about. What is it I'm supposed to hang on to?
It is Joe Vitale. He's an internet marketing guru, not a magician. Let me talk to him. I'll get back to you in a few minutes.
You get back to me. You haven't gone anywhere, Mabel.
Shh, Joe, he's talking to me.
Mabel, your Joe sounds like a real smuck.
Yeah, he can be at times, but he thinks you're a magician, and I told him that you are an internet guru.
I am, Mabel. However, I am also an accomplished magician.
Is that why you are so successful on the web? Seems to me you could conjure up sales anytime you want with those kind of skills.
It doesn't work quite like that, Mabel. However, I do use my skills to conjure up positive images and stories for my readers.
Can you teach me how to do that right now, today?
I sure can, Mabel, but I need to hypnotize you first, if you want to learn the technique fast.
Hold the phone. We've only just met. I'm not sure I want a perfect stranger meandering around my head.
Well, I'm not perfect, Mabel. Are you?
I don't think so.
I'm Joe Vitale. Who are you again?
I'm Mabel.
You know my name. I know your name. And we've just established that neither of us is perfect. So we aren't strangers anymore.
I guess it's all right then.
Okay, Mabel, sit down. Take your shoes off and relax. Listen only to the sound of my voice.
Have you finished talking to yourself yet, Mabel?
Shh, Joe Vitale says I'm to listen only to the sound of his voice.
What?
He wants to hypnotize me and show me how to conjure up images and stories that will help us get to Paris.
Huh? Hypnotize you? Conjure stories? Paris? Houston calling Mabel. Houston calling Mabel. You've taken off, but the rocket's still on the ground.
Shh, Joe. I'm listening to his voice.
I don't know about you, listeners. This is getting weirder by the minute. Tell you what, Mabel. Get him to show you how to conjure up $5,000 in the next 7 days, and I'll seriously consider listening to the gurus myself.
Make it $10,000. Let's get back to the hypnosis. Mabel, you are feeling completely relaxed. Let yourself drift. You hear only the sound of my voice.
I hear only your voice.
I don't think you've heard a word I've said.
Picture yourself on a cruise ship in the South Pacific. You are relaxing in a deck chair, with the warm rays of the sunshine gently caressing your body.
I can feel the sunshine.
You can feel the sunshine? What sunshine? It's 10 o'clock at night.
Now think of the steps you took so your business would run on autopilot.
Business running on autopilot.
It is. Where's the pilot?
Now, Mabel, remember what you did that led you to that place.
I remember.
What do you remember, Mabel?
I went to the showcase and read one of your books.
Excellent, Mabel. You did it. Now, I am going to count backwards from 5, and when I click my fingers, you'll wake up.
Yes, count backwards.
Count backwards? I've heard of Count Dracula, but not count backwards. He sounds like a drongo.
5, 4, you're waking up. 3, 2, you're almost there. 1... All right. You're wide awake now, Mabel. Look around. Open your eyes.
Wow! That was amazing!
What was amazing? You were with a pilot on the deck of a cruise ship, feeling the sunshine at 10 o'clock at night, and you were cavorting with count backwards. Amazing is not the word I'd use. Bizarre, weird, loopy, loony, nuts would be closer to the mark.
Joe, listen, it was amazing. Joe Vitale hypnotized me, and I saw our business running on autopilot. It was making money even while we slept.
I have to admit, it's a real nice dream, but how did we get there?
I saw that too, Joe. I went to the showcase and downloaded Joe Vitale's book.
Now you're talking.
So now I have to read a book? I don't got enough to do already?
Trust me, Joe, it will make things a lot easier for you, and the best part is, I know it works. I saw the end result.
Okay, Mabel, you win. I'll go read the book. I've had enough weird stuff for this week.
You won't be sorry, Joe. It will be time well spent.
It better be. I've already wasted enough time listening to you waffle on.
Joe, go wrestle an alligator.
It's a crocodile, Mabel. Crocodile. Keep this up and I'll introduce you to one. Wish I could hear what she hears. I'm starting to feel a bit left out.
All you had to do was ask, Joe.
What? Who's this?
It's Joe Vitale.
How did you do that?
Magic, Joe. Magic.
Did our Joe really hear Joe Vitale, the internet guru? Is he now able to hear other gurus? Did Joe Vitale really hypnotize Mabel?
You bet I did. And I can hypnotize you, too, for a small fee.
I'll take you up on that. What magic will Joe and Mabel weave now? Tune in next week to find out.
If only I could really fly, I'd fly to Paris just once before I die.
Joe?
Yes, Mabel?
Are we rich yet?
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Joe?
Yes, Mabel?
I think you forgot something.
Like what?
You didn't tell people where to go.
You can't do that, Mabel.
Can't do what, Joe?
Tell people where to go.
Joe, I meant we didn't tell people what website to go to where they can earn lots of money and put their advertising up for free.
That sounds great, Mabel. Where's that?
FreeAdDepot.com, Joe. They should go to FreeAdDepot.com.
Okay. Suppose that's as good a place as any to go. Sure be it's going to the other place.
What other place, Joe?
Skip it, Mabel. That one went over your head.
Yeah, Joe, go wrestle an alligator.
It's a crocodile, Mabel. We wrestle crocodiles. Didn't you ever watch our movies? Head over to Free Ad Depot and sign up free right now, folks. Otherwise, Mabel's just going to go on about this forever.